Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Where we've never been before. Something exciting, something new, something different. Not that tried and true stuff of politicians and the bad guys taking advantage of the good guys. We have nothing but good guys here, by the way. Rich McFadden, Molly Page, right. Kenny Kessler, the Dougster, and the Secret Agent Man.
There's a man who leads a life of danger.
My life.
That's right.
To everyone.
Can you see me as a secret agent? Richie says, I can't keep it a secret.
That's it. That's it. Let me tell you something. If you want something to go public, Molly, sell it to Doug.
That's it.
And it's not like Doug intends to give away your secrets.
He's just making conversation.
No, he just doesn't remember that it was a secret. So he tells everybody, and he will say it on the air.
All right. Secret Service agents stepping in it again. This is really cool. You remember the good Bush president, the daddy Bush?
The elder.
He was the good Bush president. Seems that the Secret Service has admitted to a minor faux pas. When it comes to protect, you know, they're supposed to be Secret Service agents. Many of them, this is how this works. I remember reading this, or somebody in the Clinton, somebody that I knew who was close to Clinton, said that what they did when they get out of office, they get to keep, I think, 4 Secret Service agents, and they pick the ones that they want. So the ones that they're closest to as the, you know, their president, are the ones that they usually stick with. So it apparently didn't serve Daddy Bush particularly well, because it turns out that the Secret Service has failed to check the devices around his home in Houston that are supposed to be early warning devices, or danger, intruder.
It's even better than that.
What?
They checked it.
Oh.
They knew it wasn't working.
Oh!
In September of 2013, they realized that his home security system was not working, according to an Inspector General report.
Yeah.
And then 13 more months, the alarm was inoperable.
Mm-hmm.
So the Secret Service is responsible.
Everybody likes Daddy Bush. Nobody would try to get him anyway.
Yeah, well, but still, you got to protect the former president, right?
Supposed to, yeah.
So anyway, no breaches occurred in the 13 months it wasn't. But apparently the alarm failed, and they ordered a new alarm in January of 2014, and it wasn't installed until December of 2014. So for 11 months, it apparently sat in the box in the garage.
Yeah.
They needed a special battery for it.
Exactly. Right. And Radio Shack was closed, and they didn't know where to go.
That's it.
So everybody's all over.
By the way, if you look at the budget items, the Secret Service budget's about $4 million per living president a year to take care of them. All right, so Clinton.
You know what I was wondering?
Bushies, the both of them. Are there any others? Who's living still? Jimmy Carter. There's 4 living presidents, right?
So they all get their Secret Service agents. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yesterday, there was a story about President Obama wasting 9,000 gallons of fuel in Air Force One to go to the Everglades for
Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Right.
Well, I like the way you start that out with wasting.
Well,
that's a judgment.
Why did he need to go to Everglades?
Well,
why couldn't he ride his bike to the Washington Arboretum and done Earth Day things from there?
Okay.
So, how do the ex-presidents fly? What do they have? I mean, they're not climbing on United Airlines.
No, like a blueberry walks into a bar?
I think that they do fly commercial. But the Secret Service agents are with them. I don't know that for a fact. That'd be a good thing to check out. And
I'm going
to assign that to our two nerds, Kenny and Molly. You can find that, please.
Oh, you call me a nerd.
Well,
thank you.
It's nice. You're a news nerd.
I love it.
She's a news nerd.
Yay.
All right, she's a very cool looking.
Dr. Ken Cronow, speaking of nerds, will join us in a few minutes. He's very nerdy when it comes to medical information. He follows it, has the story, so we'll check in with him. Dr. Joy Brown later in the hour. Freddie Gray is still dead. Now the news on that today. Five of the six officers involved in his arrest have provided statements to investigators. Baltimore investigating its own officers. The attorney for the officers said they had completely cooperated with the investigation. That's what he says. He also said they didn't need probable cause to arrest Gray because he was in a high crime area, ran from the police unprovoked. Really? That's the way it is in this country now? You live in a bad neighborhood, so automatically you're a suspect. Great. Perfect.
Well, there are reports that he had a knife, but nobody knows yet.
Really? That's the latest? They got a knife on him.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Any proof of that?
No proof of anything.
And still, so what? So he has a knife. What kind of knife? Pocket knife?
Yeah.
And that's not reason to kill him.
Break his neck.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's also a march that started around the area where Eric Garner died in New York, stopped in Baltimore, marched with the folks in Baltimore, and then came to D.C.
Yeah.
All because of these incidents against police brutality.
Must be a slow news day. CNN's running a poll about who you're most worried about. Give me a break. Go. Who can we scare more? The Chinese are taking the North Koreans to task. Did you notice that? The nuclear experts in China have told the U.S. that North Korea's nuclear arsenal is larger than they thought. So now they're worried, the Chinese are worried, and maybe they ought to be because they're a lot closer to North Korea than we are. Hey, listen, it does. I think it's like 50 feet across the border from North Korea into China. So Beijing says that they have between 10 and 16 nuclear weapons. Wait a minute. Three people aboard a SkyWest airline flight on its way to Connecticut lost consciousness yesterday. Plane had to be diverted. Came back to New York, steep landing. 75 passengers left from O'Hare. Was on its way to Hartford. Made the landing in Buffalo. And let's see what happened to SkyWest. That's United Express.
By the way?
Yeah.
Former presidents?
Yeah, well, how do they fly?
Fly public.
Yeah, that's what I said. You heard me say that.
Bush won and Barbara sat in the row. Here's a blog. Sat in the row in front of me on a continental flight.
There you go.
LAX to IH.
I remember sitting next to Mitt Romney in the steerage a couple of years ago on a continental flight in Cleveland to Boston.
Really?
Yep. Dr. Ken Kronaus, our man in the know when it comes to medical knowledge, is next here on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Dr. Ken Kronaus is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Every week he goes through the important medical news that will impact us, some more than others. This whole business about mosquitoes and how people get bitten by mosquitoes, we all thought that they were random. Apparently, that may not be the case, right?
Exactly. This is out of the Public Library of Science One journal this week. Doug, human odor is known to be controlled at least part by genetic factors, and it seems that variation in our attractiveness to mosquitoes is also affected by these same genetic factors that make each of us smell different. Mosquitoes, they seem to be more equally attracted to identical twins than fraternal twins. There's some evidence that pregnancy, larger body mass, alcohol intake, and increased carbon dioxide production may attract mosquitoes. So if you want the mosquitoes to stay away, you may want to not get pregnant, lose weight, avoid alcohol, and pass less gas.
Pass less gas?
It just makes sense that they would go after fat people. I mean, a mosquito looks at somebody that's fat, and they're like, wow, look at that, man. Dinner.
Wait a minute. Pass less gas?
It produces carbon dioxide.
Really? All right.
That's awesome.
So stay away from beans, bran, broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage. At least minimize it.
My new diet. All right. Another study. Here we go. Ken loves to put these in. He loves to talk about the connection or lack thereof between vaccines and autism. Okay, go at it.
Journal of the American Medical Association this week. Yet another study has found no link between autism and the vaccine. Measles, mumps, and rubella, even among children who are at increased genetic risk. Listen to this, Doug. These findings, they were based on a study of about 95,000 youths. All those in the study had older siblings. Some of the elder children had autism and some did not. Since autism can run in families, the researchers decided to look at whether vaccines could make autism even more likely in children who had siblings with autism. They found that vaccines have no effect on autism risk, whether it's not a sibling in the family or whether a sibling did or did not previously be diagnosed with autism.
All right. There it is. Dr. Ken. All right. Let's get to beets and why they're good for it. This is something we can all agree on. Super beets and how good they are. Ken is happy to tell you how much he really thinks this will do wonders to you. It's not a difficult, it's not a heavy lift here, Ken.
Exactly, Doug. In 1988, nitric oxide, it was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of the brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. As a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even lower the risk of Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm very excited because I have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, Doug, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Super Beets, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Super Beets is also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
All right, so here's how you get Super Beets. That's really, after you listen to Ken, you're convinced that this is the best thing since sliced bread, and it is. Everybody on the staff here is on Super Beets. You can get on it, too, by calling 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice, 800-655-4183. By the way, this comes with, the regular order comes with a 30-day free supply added onto it, comes with a book called Beat the Odds, and it comes with free shipping. 800-655-4183. Do not wait another second. Call now and get the Super Beets guarantee of living better, feeling better, looking better. It's all there at 800-655-4183. Dr. Ken Kronos on Good Day.
live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time now to change the subject.
We're talking about off the air, which nobody cares about, to what we have going on the air. This is the portion of each hour where we focus on music. And our focus right now are the top five songs from this week in 1983. At number five, Michael Jackson got two songs in the top five this week. First one at the number five position, Billie Jean. So we ought to listen to a little of this, I guess, Richie.
A lot of it.
Most everybody likes this. Knows this song. Got the beat. A variety of music in this week. So number five is Michael Jackson and Billie Jean. From this week in 1983, number four belongs to Greg Kinley, Greg Kin Band, actually.
Greg Kin Band.
Thank you, Greg Kin Band. You remember this song?
Oh,
My Life is in Jeopardy. That was My Life's in Jeopardy.
Oh, Weird Al is so good.
Alright, so Molly, what are your tastes in music as we listen to some of this stuff? I don't know that I know what Kenny and Richie are about musically. I don't know what you're about musically.
Vast, very vast musical tastes. Yeah.
So I like from what to what?
Jazz, classic rock.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a huge fan of heavy metal, not a fan of rap, and older country.
Oh, so your taste buds same as mine.
Yeah.
excuse me, in terms of what we sort of get out of modern music, that sounds old, I suppose, for me to say it, but what do you get out of current, we call it in the music business, current hits?
Well, there's a band called Cage the Elephant that I love.
Really?
There's some really good new music out of new bands.
There's still great music being made. It's just not being played on the radio.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, number three this week, 1983 is the year. Styx is the band.
Ow.
Mr. Roboto.
I
don't like this. I like Styx, but I never like this song. All right, number two, another Michael Jackson tune. don't need to spend much time with that, because I want to spend a lot of time with the number one song from this week in 1983, which is just a great, great, great pop hit. It is. It's one of those great songs you cannot... I mean, everybody knows. Okay, remember. Michael Jackson. Next is Midnight Raiders, Runners, rather. And along the road... How many people have not heard or remember Come On Eileen? Crank it up, Richie. British group or Australian, Kenny?
Irish.
Irish group. Irish. Okay, thank you. Close. Here we go. This, you can't help but wrap yourself around the music in this song. You can't help but get into it. Crank it up.
Shut up.
So. Molly can sing or not yet. I know Richie can. I'm sure Kenny can. I know I can.
Do you think they felt ridiculous while they were in the studio recording this?
I don't think they felt ridiculous after they started cashing the checks.
Right.
I think they were probably playing this in some Irish pub every single night of the week. And everybody was just drunk and having fun.
Just got onto it. Yeah, this is a good drinking song.
It is better when you drink,
Better when you drink, really. Good to know. 28 after on Good Day.
This is Dr. Chambers on call with a medical minute keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Two major studies out this week show this. Exercise is good for you, and exercise will prolong your life. Not exactly news, but this is. For the first time, we can tell you how much exercise is best and whether there's such a thing as too much exercise. There isn't. Before I tell you how much exercise you should be doing, you have to understand this. We humans aren't designed to be sitting behind a desk all day, lying in bed. We're designed to be mobile, active, doing stuff. And what these studies clearly show, any amount of exercise, and I mean any, will benefit your health. The sweet spot, 150 minutes per week, and only a half an hour of it has to be vigorous. What you need to exercise? Feet, shoes, that's it. You've got no excuse. Go do it. This is a medical minute from Dr. Chambers on call. You can catch my latest videos, podcasts, and articles on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality of flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate at big box stores? We've got solid, pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents. Want bamboo? Go pay $2.39 for laminate that looks like bamboo. We've got the real thing for $1.49, plus 10% off Morningstar bamboo. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing for beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
I don't know where that came from.
Darth Stefan.
Yes, Darth Vader, Darth Stefan, with Molly Page and Kenny Kessler and Rich McFadden. Dr. Joy Brown is going to talk with us in a minute about how to erase doubt. Are you doubting yourself? Do you wonder if you're really capable of doing, you are capable of doing whatever you want to do, but whether you know it or not is a question for Dr. Joy, which we will talk about in a few moments. Yesterday was Earth Day, a lot of, celebration is it, but the president flew down to the Everglades and spent 9,000 gallons of fuel, and so the people say, wait a minute, this is about conservation. 9,000 gallons of fuel to fly down there for a two-hour visit doesn't seem to be too practical. But then it just seems like there's nothing the guy can do that's right. My golly.
Oh, yeah. The last couple of years, he's going to have a bullseye on his chest.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he's really, really done a lot for the Earth and to fight global warming and, you know, to help people with asthma. His daughter has asthma. So he makes, you know, this little, it is a little snafu of a move to do that. But, yeah, then everybody pounces.
Right. Well, he still represents hope and change, though.
It's a lot of waste that goes on with that Air Force One thing, though.
Yeah. He should have just driven, gotten in the Mini Cooper.
Right.
Hit the road.
Has he got a Mini Cooper?
I don't know. I
there are so many beautiful places around Washington, D.C. that you could have done a photo op from.
I remember Bill Clinton had a Mustang. George Bush had a Cadillac. Let's see. Jimmy Carter's probably driving a Prius.
Well, not while they were in office, really? While they were in office?
No, you can't drive while they're in office.
Well, that's my point. Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I just wonder
what was it? Hillary hasn't driven since like 1992. Yeah.
She hasn't driven since they were went into the White House.
Yeah, because when they got in the Scooby van to go west, right, man.
She's
like, I don't know.
Well, if you're stuck in traffic right now, I'm sure everybody could understand. Who would want to drive?
So our poll at DougStephan.com, what do you think about Earth Day, netted the following results. 30% of you said that you thought it was a great way to raise awareness about our environment. And that's true. I think I said that, didn't I? We asked, Richie said, I forget who was there, but anyway. 22%, if there wasn't money being made, we wouldn't even hear about it. 28% said, like climate change, the global warming thing has become too political. Yeah, I get that. 12% said, I don't care. 6% when is Earth Day? It was yesterday. And 2% said, I'd like to get involved, but I don't know how. Really? Plant a tree. That's a good way to do it. Seriously, I'm not being facetious. Plant a tree. The NBA joining Major League Baseball and heading to Cuba. They are looking around for the next great basketball players. It's easy to find baseball players in Cuba, but the NBA is going to hold a four-day basketball camp for men and women. The teams, they have national teams in Cuba. They're going to try to grab some of them. And this is starting today in Havana. Bring them up. This is the first time that a pro sports team has been this involved. So how do we find baseball players from Cuba? How's that happened in the past?
Anybody know? They go through Canada, or they get them out, and they bring them around. I don't know how they get them out, but I know that they the guys from the baseball teams, the scouts, they'll go through Canada and go on down and scout them.
But is a will is a way, Richie.
Millions of dollars, and then they swim in a Buick to Miami.
Hopefully with lots of air in the diet.
Lottery.
All right, how many people know who Mary Doyle Keefe is or was?
No.
Mary?
Betty, the Riveter.
No. Rosie.
No. Rosie.
Rosie the Riveter.
Thank
Rosie
you.
The Riveter, who was painted by Norman Rockwell in 1943 as a symbol for millions of American women who went to work when men went to war.
And they were put out to pasture when they came back.
The women were.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were ignored, basically. It was a travesty. It was outrageous.
But sorry for looking to the dark side.
Yeah, no, that's okay. But it's true. She was 93 years old.
Wow.
Lived in Simsbury, Connecticut. She grew up in Arlington, Vermont. She met Mr. Rockwell up there. He lived in West Arlington, two of them in the same town. Posed for his painting when she was 19. Worked as a telephone operator. And the picture that is in most everybody's mind appeared on the cover of the Saturday Evening Post, May 29th, 1943. She was not a big woman, actually. She had beefy arms, Richie, as they say.
She had guns, is what she had.
She had big hands, big shoulders, and the painting shows her in blue jeans and overalls, sitting down with a sandwich in her left hand, her right arm, atop a lunchbox with the name Rosie on it, a rivet gun, and she just sort of began to, she, if you look carefully at the picture, there's a copy of Mein Kampf in the picture. You see that? And then there's an American flag in the background.
Now, this is pretty cool. Check this out. She said she was 19 years old and that her and Rockwell were neighbors.
I said that.
And he often used the neighbors for his paintings.
Pictures. Yeah, yeah. Right. Yep.
So he liked to paint from photos, so he took pictures of her, like four or five different pictures, posing in different ways, and then he painted from that.
Yeah. Yeah. Good story. It's one of those great.
That's neat.
It's kind of like American Gothic. Remember that? And I think that's a Rockwell picture, too, is it not? Yes, I'm almost sure. Now, who knows what American Gothic is? Oh, come on.
Well, I'm sure we'll know it when we see it.
American Gothic is the farmer and the wife. He's standing there with a pitchfork.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
It was by Grant Wood.
It was what, Kenny?
Grant Wood was the painter.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't Norman Rockwell. Huh.
Right.
That picture's always
creepy. Richie says right like he knows.
No, I'm looking. I do.
Right. Yeah.
Grant Wood, yeah.
Right, okay, yeah. Richie knew that. He studied Lit and Fine Arts.
Well,
when he was
I would tell you that I looked at that and you asked me if that was a Rockwell painting, I would say no, because it's not his style.
Oh, okay. I just remember it because I have a picture of Megan and Brendan and me standing in front of the barn. Brendan was 7, Megan was 10. And I have, the only reason I'm remembering it is because I still have the shirt. And the picture was taken 30 years ago of us standing in front of the barn. And I'm holding a pitchfork and the two kids are next to me.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Actually, my favorite Rockwell is the self-portrait one.
Mm-hmm.
The one where he's got the mirror and he's painting himself.
He was so
or the cop and the kid on the bar stool.
All right, so the weather this month has been pretty good around the country. Warmed up fast, got rid of the snow. Our friend Jennifer Horn, who's been in Hawaii for the past week, has said, or you can see if you follow her on Facebook, some pictures of beautiful rainbows. We actually have a fantastic picture this week at DougStefan.com. A quadruple rainbow is all over social media. You've seen it this week. We posted it at DougStefan.com in the New York City area. And so you look at that and you think, how do you just look at it? Look at them. Bing, 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 bing. How much of a great omen is that? When you look at it, you feel good. It's so rare. So this lady posted it, Amanda Curtis, on her Twitter page, saying, quote, today will be 4 pots of gold lucky. Yep. Was yesterday a good day for you? Today? Good day for you? Are you feeling lucky? Are you feeling lucky, punk? Oh, my.
Wow, that is very cool.
Isn't it nice, though, to be able to see things like that and to just be able to appreciate so much of what is just there. It's just good. Thank you. That's very cool. I suppose I have to balance a good story with a story that maybe not so good. Michael Brown's family suing the city of Ferguson. Couldn't we see that coming about 30 miles away for everything, anything, and everything? So what do they get out of it? He doesn't come back. I feel two ways about things like this. Isn't going to bring him back. But do they deserve some compensation for what happened? Or is this just about the city having to pay for a mistake?
Well, they didn't prove that it was a mistake. The Justice Department couldn't convict anybody or even bring charges on anything, so that's going to be a tough...
Yeah, they said the officer didn't do anything wrong in this.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but there's corruption in the force there.
Right. There's corruption in the force, and that was changed. Yeah. But in this particular case, they
didn't
find...
How was it changed?
The police chief is gone. They have
there are no corrupt police officers there?
Well, hopefully they'll be able to turn over the police department.
Right, let's hope.
Straighten it up.
Yeah. All right, Apple Watches. Richie, you ordered one. When are you going to get it?
I didn't order one.
Oh, I thought you said you did.
I don't think I'm going to.
Because?
It would irk me to no end.
Yeah.
When the next one comes out in a year.
Yeah.
And I paid $400
for
a watch.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? You do the same thing with iPhones. Every time a new one comes out, you get rid of your old one and get a new one.
I do, but I know I can sell my old one for what I paid for it. So if I paid $300 for my iPhone,
yeah,
I can sell it for what I paid for it on Craigslist, and it pays for the new one. So really, I've only bought one iPhone.
Yeah.
Everything else is just rolling over by the new one.
We have a
speculative do that with the watch.
We have a speculative question at DougStefan.com. What would happen if the Apple Watch was released back in the 1980s? What would it look like? The picture is there. When you saw the Kenny for the first time, did you laugh?
Oh, yeah.
The picture. It really is. It's funny. Check out what the Apple Watch would look like if it had come out in the 80s. We have a picture of it and a little story to boot. I say that.
Boot.
To boot.
Well done.
To boot. Hi, speaking of well done, Dr. Joy Brown in a couple of minutes, focusing on how you become more confident. That's up next on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants.
Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's spring clearance. Save huge on over $25 million in clearance gear. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. $11 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, and effects. $14 million more in drums, keyboards, and tech. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's spring clearance kicks off now.
14 before the hour. Speaking of now, in the now is Dr. Joy Brown, who hosts a radio program and has for a long time. She's a serious, syndicated, experienced broadcaster. You like that? Is that okay?
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little
shop worn,
but it's all right.
No, you look fine. Dr. Joy on the air from noon to 3 Eastern Time every day. You can find out more about where she is by going to drjoy.com. And if you have a problem, something's bothering you, see, I can call her and she'll just give me the answer. But if you want to get the answer, you call 855-99-DR-JOY and she'll answer the question on the air. I'm interested in doubts. We all have that little voice that pops up in our head that makes us question some of the things that we're doing. Is it the right thing? Can we succeed? So I think that would be a way for us to spend a few minutes of good, valuable time helping people erase those doubts that they have, because you can. If you put your mind to it, thoughts are things you can. Yes?
All right, well, let's look.
Oh, nice connection.
Thank you.
All right, let's try that one again.
That,
we're having a hard time hearing you. We're having a very hard time.
Is that better?
Great. Mm. Yeah, I doubt you can hear her.
I'm just going to stop, and you can talk.
Okay.
Nope, I guess I'm not going to do that.
All right.
Okay, this is a good exercise.
Hey, Doug, you know what this is?
This is a waste of time.
Morning win.
Morning
win. I had Hazel get a breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
So those of you who are into politics, here's a weird way for you to get your whatever's off. A story of a North Carolina man who passed away. He was very passionate in his life, so said his family. His name is Larry Upright. Hard for him to be upright at the moment because he's passed away.
Awesome name.
His last message was to urge his friends not to cast their vote for a particular person in the presidential election. Quote, the family respectfully asks that you do not vote for Hillary Clinton in 2016. Rest in peace.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. Poor she Hillary. Went after on good day.
Poor girl.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
I'm 36 years old. I love my family. I love baseball, and I'm about to become a farmer. But until I heard the voice, I'd never done a crazy thing in my whole life.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful baseball movie. Number one movie this week in 1989. Now, this is what I found. I had forgotten this, but now that I am hearing it, and I remember Beverly D'Angelo being in the movie, doing the Patsy Cline song, Crazy. What role was she? She was the wife, wasn't she, Chucker?
No.
What role did she play?
I don't remember. Was she in that song?
No.
So why is
she just sang that? She just sang the song.
Really?
This was a song that was originally in Coal Miner's Daughter, but for some reason they played it in this movie.
Huh. But Beverly D'Angelo is not known as a singer. She's an actress. But who played the wife? Why am I not remembering?
What's her name? Ed Harris's wife.
It's the short, cute, spunky girl.
Yeah, right. We got it.
You know it.
Kenny, you have to rescue us from...
I'm working on it. Come on, Google.
The desk. Yeah, all right. Anyway, one more clip from the movie, Richie.
Hey! Is this heaven?
No.
Iowa.
Yeah, Amy Madigan.
Amy Madigan.
Oh, okay.
You know what iconic actor appeared in that movie, his last film role was?
The Doc?
The Doc. It was Burt Lancaster's.
Yeah.
He was awesome in that movie.
He was great.
Right. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with some movie news in a matter of moments. A lot of things going on. I want to talk a little bit or try to understand how Amazon is getting into the movie business, producing them and acquiring them for regular theatrical release, plus however else they can distribute them. How is that business changing? Wow. Chuck Curry in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's spring clearance. Save huge on over 25 million in clearance gear. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. 11 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, and effects. 14 million more in drums, keyboards, and techs. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's spring clearance kicks off now.
All right, Chucker, what do we have news and media?
That's
in the movie news bag.
Fast and the Furious 7, Doug, will most likely be the number one film at the box office for the fourth straight weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's done, as I said the other day, over $1 billion worldwide. Sort of the calm before the storm went on. A week from today, Avengers Age of Ultron will open. It's expected to do around 200 plus million in its first 3 days out. Advanced Buzz is really good, especially if you like superhero movies. Most people admit that it will please its target audience. The trailer to Jurassic World hit the internet the other day, a second one. I must admit I had mixed feelings about it. While a lot of it looks really good, the thought of the star Chris Pratt being a trainer of raptors, I feel, is a little bit silly.
You see
the trailer? You watch the trailer?
No, I haven't seen that trailer yet. No. I want to know how Amazon is going to get into the production of movies. They want to produce about a dozen movies a year, put them out for theatrical release, but then also use them for their own. They're doing the same thing as Netflix, aren't they?
Well, yeah. If you have one big success, which is Netflix, you're going to get the people who want to copy the model, and Amazon is in that game.
Mm.
Apparently, like you said, the difference is they want to produce or finance a series of films, which you said is 12, distributed in the theaters, and then hold the rights to stream them through Amazon.com.
Yeah.
Also acquire certain movie properties like Netflix does, and I guess there'll be sort of eventually a bidding war between who gets what.
All right, three facts that you didn't know about Field of Dreams.
Three facts you didn't know about Field of Dreams, Doug?
Yes, Richie.
The voice, if you build it where they will come, Ed Harris.
Yeah, okay, that's one.
Cool. Two of the fans in Boston, in Fenway Park, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Wow, really?
Cool?
Yeah. And then the third one?
That's it. Oh. One, two, three. And Harris, like Matt Damon.
Okay. Chuck Curry is our movie man on Good.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.